You're listening to TalkTainmentRadio.com on WCRS FM 98.3 and 102.1, Central Ohio's only community radio station, a service of the Neighborhood Network and TalkTainmentRadio.com.
The views and opinions expressed are those of the host and guest and not necessarily those of TalkTainmentRadio.com, the management, the staff, or KNE World Network, LLC.
Welcome to Crossing Cultures, a forum for creating conversations and celebrating our communities. TalkTainmentRadio.com, the world's greatest radio. You're in touch with Crossing Cultures. I'm Julia Lynn Walker, and this is radio the way it should be heard. Today, we have two representatives, two lovely members of the Columbus African American Bibliophiles Club, based here in Columbus, and it is a book club, and I want to welcome both Diane Middleton and Deborah Johnson.
Thank you, and good morning.
All right.
Good morning.
And so we're here to talk about reading and enjoying literature and participating in a group activity on a regular basis. And we're also going to talk about economics, because that's part of it. So perhaps, Deborah, you could start and share with us something about the book club. What's it about? When did it start? Who are members? You know?
Yeah, our book club started about 30 years ago. And it started with a group of librarians who were coming together wanting to explore books about and by African Americans. And the book has grown. We've always had a closed membership, so we only had no more than 18 members at any one time. And we have discussed everything from classics to nonfiction, fiction, children's stories, you name it, we have covered it.
Well, I think it's fantastic that, you know, for 30 years, yeah. A group of people, are you primarily sisters or are men in the group?
Yeah. No, oh no, just strictly sisters. That's another group.
Yeah. I'll say, so for 30 years, you know, an evolving or rotating
exactly.
or migrating group of sisters
exactly.
has come together monthly.
Monthly, every Sunday a month.
One Sunday a month
yeah.
to read a book by or about African Americans or the African diaspora, because surely
exactly.
you read books by Africans as well.
I think
you're going to have a discussion.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. And then something else that was interesting when you said you also look at buying the book.
Trying to support.
Okay.
Yeah, trying to support the author. In our early years, we were fortunate enough to find authors who are local. And then we bring them into the discussion. Oh, we go and visit them. If they were coming to town or somewhere close by, we go and support them by being there for a book discussion. But if we could at all engage that author, we try to do that as well.
Okay. So yeah. the group of librarians, of course, would also be interested in having, you know, people use
sure.
the resources of the
sure.
library.
Exactly.
That's been quite extensively used. Several of the members who are librarians have used the library's reserve list to get as many copies as possible for book club members.
Okay, so then it also encourages the library to
absolutely.
Buy more copies
exactly.
and helps to promote African literature within the library
absolutely.
System.
Absolutely.
Okay,
absolutely.
Good. So it's also very important just both to encourage the production of literature by and about African Americans.
That's exactly right.
Okay, good.
Right.
And then as part of this as well, I'm just curious, is that, you know, people who are visiting in the community, who are authors, you would try to arrange a time that you go to see them perhaps or
sure.
invite
as a book
them?
Group, members go to wherever the author is, whether it be the main library or one of the book chain outlets. Mm-hmm. You know, if
exactly.
we know that person is coming, some of us will show up.
Or if there's a stage someplace. We've had Rita Dove here.
Mm-hmm.
We go wherever we can find them. But, and often, we're the only African Americans represented in that group, which
it's,
is yeah,
it's sad. Once
it's an
again.
Unfortunate thing. Yeah.
So and I'm sure it's encouraging for the author to be able to look out and to see people who look like her.
Exactly.
And then, do you interact with other book clubs?
Yes. There's a book group from Cleveland that one of our members invites every.
July,
and they come down and we have a joint meeting and decide which book will be discussed, talk business, and that same member also goes every year to the Harlem Book Fair in New York to pick up titles and meet authors and be able to come back and discuss some of those activities that took place in Harlem with us.
Good. All right. And you also said you talk business. So that gets to the business of how do you decide which titles to read?
It's a fluid process. There's always one children's book, be it young adult or juvenile literature, that the book group selects to read. And then we'll take current novels. Mm-hmm. We'll take novels of historical interest. As Deborah said, reading the classics has been important, fiction and nonfiction,
exactly.
So that you get a rounded perspective of what's being published. So it might not be an author who's still alive, but we need to know something about what informed that person when they wrote the book. So
absolutely.
We've even read African-American science fiction. I mean, just...
Oh, well, yes. I mean, Octavia Butler's one of my favorites.
Hello. So we reach way out there. Tana Nariv Du.
Right.
We've done the whole spectrum.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. So then what are some of the recent titles that you have, read or are planning to read? And it may have been last year, or what's coming up?
Well, one of the things I remember that really struck my heart last year was the 12 Tribes of Hattie.
Mm-hmm. Oh, it's so wonderful.
It was just something about it that settled on me. And so it didn't take me long to read that. I whizzed through it and I was ready for book discussion that day. It was just an uplifting book.
Very much so.
And can you just share with the listening audience something of what it was about so that those who may be interested could go out and purchase one or get it from the library?
Okay, let me dig back. Uh-huh. 12 Tribes of Hattie was about a woman who had at least 12
children.
Yes,
you sure did.
It starts out, I believe, in the Depression. Mm-hmm. She moves from a rural area to Philadelphia. Mm-hmm. She and her husband do the best that they can with what they have, mm-hmm. which is not a lot. But she loses her twin children mm-hmm. very mm-hmm. early on, just through...
Oh, it was awful.
Economic deprivation. She yeah. did everything she could to save those children,
yeah.
but couldn't.
Yeah. And had a bad fever, couldn't.
With each succeeding yeah. child that she had, we come to see how they are shaped by her loss.
Mm.
So,
okay,
you have to pick it up and not put it down. Go through it.
And I believe Ayanna Mathis was in Columbus at some point last year as well. Mm-hmm. And I think perhaps some people from the club attended that session.
Exactly.
Okay. And do you remember other titles, Deborah, that the book club read last year?
Last year. Mm-hmm. We've had so many.
Mm-hmm.
I'm trying to think of what was our big book last year. That was my favorite last year.
Yeah,
was the 12 Tribes of Hattie. This year we did The Brief Wonderful Life of Oscar Wilde.
Okay.
We've done Who Asked You, Terry McMillan's book for African American History Month.
Right.
And of course, we celebrate it every month. we don't reserve it for one month.
So perhaps share with the audience Terry McMillan's book, the one that you did for February.
Oh, it was traditional. I mean, it was just vintage Terry McMillan. So
even the title,
Who asked you? if you listen to the audio book, you had Felicia Rashad, who was really wonderful, characterizing. It's a familiar struggle of a dysfunctional family of three sisters. Two sisters who had done reasonably well in life, but had their own struggle. And one mom who